Just like these verses, we pray for your healing, your freedom, that people would hold on to your law, would hold on to liberty, that we agree with the hearts of the founding fathers and people that wrote these verses, for your that gold would that this country would be refined as gold, that people's hearts would be turned to you. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing this about. We thank you for these songs that are at our core of our country that pray that you would be Lord and God over this country in every way. And we pray for this to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
And Lord, we pray that America would be an iron that sharpens iron, that you would use America to even sharpen other countries, that your word and your spirit of truth would reign throughout this country. And we thank you, God, that just like the old song, your truth is marching on. And so, Lord, I thank you for your truth throughout this country, your truth in the mouths of our leaders, your truth in the mouths of your people, of American citizens, of everyone that lives in America, Lord. I thank you for your truth in their mouths and your divine hand on this country.
Earlier, I saw a pair of pictures, like one right after the other. The first one was a camshaft. And camshafts have to be very precisely machined and assembled. And I saw the camshaft, and then just after that, I just saw the shaft without the cams. And I've been wrestling with that, and I think I've got an idea what God is trying to tell us, is that there has been a very carefully crafted, machined and assembled plan to dismantle this country because we are in the way of the enemy bringing his plan to be. Every one of those cams represent some way that we are being attacked. We're being attacked with gasoline, with inflation. They've gotten to the point where they're not even hiding the fact that they're doing it on purpose. They are treating us as their enemies. Dot, dot, dot. But God.
Amen.
They're going to throw a food shortage at us. Dot, dot, dot.
But
God. They want it to look so bad to us that the only solution is their solution, which is interesting because they're causing the crises. They do not like America. Even more, they do not like us Christians. Dot, dot, dot.
But
God. Keep the faith. No fear. We do not have a mind of fear. We have a mind of
faith,
power, sound mind. It's going to look ugly, but we know how it ends. One more time. Dot, 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 but God.
Oh.
Just something your prayer brought up, that God does still bless this country. And our expectations are keeping us from seeing what he's still doing. We get so focused, I do, on the media and all the bad that's going on
that's
and all this rotten stuff. But he's still God.
Amen.
And he is still here. And he still loves the country. And he still loves us.
Yes.
individually and corporately. Amen. So I'm saying, God, give us eyes to see what you're doing. Change our focus. Teach us to look at what you are doing instead of what the devil is attempting to do.
But God.
Good word.
Yes. I saw like the field of grain. And then, what do you call that thing that cuts down the grain? The shekel?
Scythe?
That big old razor thing.
The sickle or scythe?
Sickle, yeah. Yeah, I saw a sickle cutting through it. And the sense I was getting is that he's saying not to look at the poverty of the land, but look at my prosperity. And in my prosperity, with that cutting, that I'm releasing the harvest to you, and it could be in different ways. It could be a spiritual blessing, but also I was getting a strong sense that it's the people around you, that people are spiritually open during this time, and that there's a harvest of people for you to reach out to, so that go and seize that harvest, because he's already prepared the land and prepared the heart of a lot of people, so... You know, seize the moment.
Amen.
Carpe diem.
I got a verse to share, and this was from the beginning of the year, but I think it really ties in with what Shandy's message was. And it's Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
My children. My children. Fear not. Fear not, for I am the God of the Bay Area and the whole world. What I have promised, it will come true. Be faithful. Be faithful, my children, for I am with you. I am with you, said the Lord.
Tomorrow we're celebrating America's birthday, and it's interesting that I am tied with that birthday, because today is what? My birthday. Isn't that so? Isn't that so interesting? God has planned my life to be tied with America. It's my birthday, and it's America's birthday, and all the, I don't know about you, but I feel so blessed with all the fireworks and all the whatever lights coming on. Starting tonight, it'll be a lot of blasting fireworks, and even tomorrow, and I say, why is it my birthday is with America? And I, all these years, I was just wondering. It's a wonder to be blessed this day.
What did you just recently do? Tell us, what did you just recently do?
I did what?
What did you just recently do?
Oh, I'm not sure now. What did I do?
You're a citizen.
Oh, this year is like the mark of my citizenship to be with the Americans, to all of you. So, it took me a long time, whatever hindered me. Something, I was raising a young family. My son is here. But guess what? Before I retired, I said, I have to be a citizen no matter what. So I did it, and this year came about.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, can we just pray like a blessing over Linda? Because to make covenant and a commitment is a huge thing in the spiritual realm. And you've made a covenant now with the United States. And I just want to bless you with every spiritual blessing that the Lord has over America, over you and your family and your generations and your children and your children's children. I thank you, Lord, for just the blessings of America, America the Beautiful, over her life. And I thank you, God, for this commitment and for this covenant with you and your blessings in Jesus' name.
And every one of God's children is worth celebrating.
Jesus, we thank you for the shift in this house. The shift into new things and new, the shift into deeper presence in you and abiding. And Lord, we thank you for the shift that the great shift that you brought in this house and where you're taking this place. We honor what your presence is doing in this house. We honor what you're stewarding in the lives of your people. We honor what you're doing with Pastor Jim and everyone in leadership. We honor what you're doing. We say yes and amen and continue to fulfill what you've promised in this house and in the lives of this house and in the lives of the preschool and what you're doing in that place. Say yes and amen to that. In Jesus' name.
Relinda, come up here for a minute, please. I just want to ask you a question, because this is your first 4th of July as a citizen.
Yes, yes.
How does it feel because you've seen other 4th of Julys, but this is your first one as a citizen. How does that feel?
You know, there's freedom and there's liberty, like all Americans say, because I was an alien all along. I've been here in the States for 41 years. Guess what? I was an alien. Now is a citizenship is bestowed upon me, and it's my second citizenship for most. Heaven is my first citizenship. Now it's my second citizenship. And actually, I was born on a July 4th because we are 15 hours from the Philippines. Did you know that? We are 15 hours ahead, so it's really July 4th here. So it is July 4th. I just did the math while sitting down, and we are 15 hours difference over there. So it's July 4th here, because you are behind. We are 15 hours ahead.
Wow, that's great.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I'm really on July 4th.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that?
Okay, so all your presents as you got today, give them back. You don't get them until tomorrow. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, thank you.
Celebration is a good one. And I should not regret, but I haven't had no real birthdays when I was growing old. I was young. I never had no birthdays until I was older. Because I don't know, my parents are poor. They didn't afford nothing. But my other cousin, who is a July 5th, we're only a day apart. She's always celebrating birthdays. And I said, she could have included me, but I don't know, she was just stingy or whatever. She only wanted the glory for herself. She never included me, for real.
So if you haven't had other birthdays, does that mean you're really younger than you really are?
I have had no birthdays. Over here, I have the fireworks.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm compensating for all the last year.
I guess so. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I really, I really like what Pat said earlier, is how God is working and moving. And, you know, I know that this room is full of people that love our country and care very much about what goes on with it. One of the problems is that because we care, it's so easy to focus on one end of the spectrum of this and not to focus as much on the other part of the spectrum. Is let's focus, you know, and focus on what God is doing. And there are things that God is doing that we don't even know about. There's things that God has been doing that you're not going to hear about through certain, through certain things. Things that if we knew about them, we would be crying out, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Unless you're lucky enough to go to a conference or a meeting or things where you just happen to hear people talk about what God is doing. And God is moving massively in our country, in our world, more than we realize. And so I just our time is about giving Him glory. And so I just, Lord, thank You for all that You're doing. Lord, You know everything that's going on. You see everything that's happening. Nothing escapes Your notice. Nothing. And Lord, You hear every prayer, every cry. You hear them. You feel them. And Lord, one of the things that we take away from our story in Joshua is Your faithfulness, how You promised to give them the land. And we talked today about how they had finished taking it. Now they were in the process of divvying it up. But it's the fulfillment of Your promise. And God, there are promises that You've made to us. Promises in our individual lives, promises to us as a body, promises to us as a nation, promises to us as a world. And those promises are being made by You, God, who is faithful. And we just thank You for everything that we've seen You do, and we thank You for everything that we haven't seen yet that is coming because You are faithful. And Lord, I just pray that You would give us the eyes to see the fulfillment of those promises. And what I mean by that, God, is You'd give us the eyes to see what You're doing, because sometimes we miss You because we're looking in the wrong direction. We get our ideas of how we want to see You answer. But Your answers are so deep. They're so great. They're so loving, because You're not just giving us what we cry for. You're giving us back in ways that are deeper than we even realize. You're working in ways that are deeper than we see. Things that we will end up thanking You for tomorrow that You did today that we didn't fully see and realize because of the depth of which You work. God, we just give You glory. We just thank You for all that You do, for all that You're doing, for all that You're going to do. We just praise You and give You glory and give You honor, because it's all about You. It's all about You. I mean, we celebrate our nation tomorrow. But you know what? It's all about You, because we wouldn't have this if it wasn't for You. We give You glory, and we just praise You. Thank You, God. Thank You for where we live. Thank You for all that we have. Thank You for what You're doing. God, we just give You glory. Thank You for Your love. Thank You for sending Your Son to die for us. Because what we have in Jesus is true liberty that lasts forever. This world is going to pass away, but the kingdom, that we are a part of goes on forever. And I just thank you for all that we will have forever and all that we enjoy now that is greater than this world understands. We just praise you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen. God bless you.